Breed, you're very welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Amber, for having us.
What does it involve being a guaranteed Irish business?
Well, first of all, it has to be something that's acquired, not just awarded. So Guaranteed Irish is a national symbol of trust, and it's a license that's awarded to a business when they apply for it. And for them to receive that award and that license, they have to go through an appraisals process, which is quite a bit of due diligence done on the company. And it loosely revolves around four areas. They have to be providing quality, good quality jobs. They have to be giving back into their community. They have to be supporting provenance with pride. 50% or more added value has to be made here, or produced here, or added to the product or service in particular. And then sustainability is very important for us. So that's our fourth pillar. So jobs, communities, provenance, and sustainability. The company must be on a sustainable journey in terms of the true meaning of sustainability, not just about the environment, but about sustaining communities and enterprise in our community.
And what's it like then being a member, I suppose? What must members do maybe, or what makes it so important that businesses do become a member?
So once they become a member, there is an opportunity to showcase that national symbol. 75% of the population recognise it instantly as a force for good. It is really about supporting businesses, and we do this. We support businesses who support Ireland. It's about the businesses who give back, Amber. So it's important that people recognise it, they support it. And when they're doing their weekly shop, or they're looking at tenders, or they're looking for people to use in their supply chain, they're looking out for businesses who are actually guaranteed Irish licensed. Now, why does it make a difference? Well, one, they can trust that business. Number two, they're reliable. So we all saw during COVID when we were looking for building supplies or things in our supply chain in tech and down to the Intel chip, they were just not available and they weren't reliable coming from other bigger markets where Ireland was the bottom of the pile. And also, I suppose, in terms of the business, you know that they're doing the right thing. They're operating ethically with good intention on their employees and in the community in which they're based. So that's a huge thing. So there's a whole education piece around that. So that symbol means all of that. And that's why it is the national symbol of trust for businesses based in Ireland. And the businesses can be homegrown or international. So we've lots of businesses that are multinational down in Kerry. That doesn't mean they can't be guaranteed Irish. It isn't about made in Ireland. It's about contributing to Ireland. So it's about businesses who support Ireland and who supports the Irish economy. And that is through those jobs, communities, provenance and sustainability. So it's very important that the understanding is there and that it's the most diverse version and inclusive version of Irishness you could get. It's for good. It's for good in Ireland and it's for good of the Irish economy and for good of the Irish people and their communities.
Yeah, it certainly is. And Breed, in the last kind of couple of years, maybe or months even, have you noticed maybe that membership has increased?
Yeah, so over the last 8 or 9 years, membership has gone through the roof. People want to buy Irish and local, and they want to support those businesses that are based here who are supporting them and their families and their communities. So we act as a PR and marketing agency. So our team, a very small team of 15, are all marketing, PR, events, digital people. Our job is to actually make sure we profile our business members out there. We've 2,500 businesses now who employ 150,000 people across the 26 counties. And collectively, they contribute nearly 16 billion to the Irish economy and 55 billion almost to the global economy. So lots of exports in there. They would include pharmaceuticals and large corporates who export, as well as small homegrown candle makers, food producers, engineering firms here in Ireland. So a huge mix. It literally is inclusive of everyone. Everybody can apply, Amber, but not everybody will get through because of that due diligence, that dedicated appraisals process that we have that actually makes sure that it's the quality businesses that are getting through. Really important. And that they earn the national symbol of trust and that license. So it means a lot. So when you have that, it covers off a lot for you in terms of even going for tenders with public sector or private sector. It's really useful in terms of saying, like, these are, as I always say, G for Guaranteed Irish and G for the good guys. These are the good guys out there, you know, backbone of our economy, keeping the whole thing alive. And we do a lot of work in the lobbying space as well to government. And in the last budget, which was very pro-enterprise, we were pleased with that. It was very hard on the individual, of course, and in employee. But on the small business owner who we represent, it wasn't bad. It was a start. Lots more to do, no question about that. But we need to, I suppose, keep ourselves competitive. We need to keep our economy here in Ireland, I'm talking about now. It needs to be kept competitive. It needs to be kept innovative. and we need to keep creating an environment where business startups want to come and start up, but also want to stay. So when they make it big, that they stay here and give back and help the next guy and the next entrepreneur up along the line. And that's really the ethos and the ecosystem that is within Guaranteed Irish. Within the 250 business members that I mentioned earlier, they're all obliged to work with other Guaranteed Irish members when they join. So we're always saying it's about opening the door for businesses to trade with each other and to win new business in that supply chain. So that's all really useful as well, and helping affect positivity on the bottom line for the business as well.
Yeah, it certainly is. And you mentioned the G there, I suppose the brand or the logo. I think it's something that we're all really familiar with as well. But it seems that more consumers maybe are kind of more inclined now to buy that when they see that logo on it. Because as you said, I suppose it is trusted, and you know that it's a positive one that you can trust, I suppose, because that is important. And especially, I suppose, in the world we're living in at the moment, where we do need to be that bit more cautious as a consumer.
Absolutely. And remember what we're saying, it's the national symbol for trust in business. It's the business that gets the license, not the product. So, for example, really important to note, we don't individualize and categorize each product. It's the business and it's their behavior that's been rewarded for doing the right thing by Ireland. So that's a really big change, I suppose, in people's mindset. But it actually was always the case, but it just wasn't dialed out, and we've done that. So yeah, there's a big emphasis on it, not just here in Ireland, but across the globe. Now, we are very committed to being European as well as Irish. So it's very important that we don't close the doors and just look after, you know, put my hand over my copybook and keep it all very close shop here in Ireland, because that's no way for a small island like Ireland to behave and thrive. And we just won't. We have to be an open economy. But it's important that we try and support businesses based on the ground here in Ireland, be they French origin, American origin, or Irish origin. It's irrelevant. The point is they're committing to Ireland, and we need to commit back to them and support them equally. And I suppose the sweet spot for us, Amber, we're always saying is we need to support, you know, you always hear about the FDI being supported, and we're all for that, because the FDI, no doubt about it, include local, small, Irish, homegrown businesses in their supply chain. So everybody's a winner. And likewise, the FDI wants to bring the small business, Irish business, into their supply chain, because they want to bed down and show their commitment and demonstrate it. So there is definitely a win-win when you have both in our ecosystem, which we do. And that wouldn't have been the case many years ago, but Ireland has changed and we have to change with it. So it's really important that there's a balance of membership between multinational, international and homegrown. And while the majority are still homegrown, the reality is, like, we are all going to benefit if we're all pulling together in the one direction. And it's about supporting businesses to support Ireland. So if we're all singing off that same hymn sheet, it's good for all of us. And look, there's lots of things we do with them in terms of, from podcasts to digital campaigns to print and media campaigns on TV, radio, etc. So it's about getting all those collective stories and getting them out there. And delighted to see we have a nice small growing number of companies in Kerry as well, which is great to see in 2025.
It certainly is. That's fantastic to hear as well. Breed, you mentioned the importance of supporting Irish companies and Irish brands, and I suppose those that have the symbol as well. And I know you mentioned that they don't have to be traditionally Irish, I suppose, that they can just be grown here, we'll say, and be international companies as well. But it's important, I suppose, for people to know what to look out for when they want to support these different companies, no matter what industry maybe, or whether it's their shopping or whatever it may be. So what advice would you have for people that do want to make that support and support those companies that are good to Ireland, I suppose, and that are helping Ireland do the right things and to grow in positive ways? What should they be looking out for maybe?
Well, that's a great question. So if it's a dual brand, it works for the consumer and it works for the business. So if you're a consumer and you're doing your shopping, look out for the G and all the packs. There's plenty of them there. If you were to support maybe one or two more changes in your trolley to have a product with the G on it, it would go a long way to supporting that business and also supporting your community being Ireland. You'll have lots of products that are made in either Kerry or Cork in the food department as well, drinks, etc. But the other piece is, if you're in a business and you're looking to include some homegrown businesses or Guaranteed Irish trusted businesses, wherever they're homegrown from, look at the supply chain in the Guaranteed Irish network. It's guaranteedirish.ie in the website, and you'll see all the list of our directory of members there. And for businesses who are already there, they will know that we have a directory where it is open to members only, so it's password controlled. But for the members there, they have an opportunity to get into the ecosystem and start selling into the ecosystem within Guaranteed Irish. And we make it a condition of membership and their license agreement that everybody in the network has to take a call from somebody who is a fellow Guaranteed Irish member. So they're all supporting each other, and that's really important in In a world of uncertainty and lack of trust, shall we say, and while different pieces of news are coming through, and sometimes there's some good news, more recently we're delighted to see that in terms of stability, the reality is a lot of people don't trust how long things will last, so we really need to be sure who we're dealing with, and that national symbol of trust is so important, not just for Ireland but for other countries as well, and people are turning to that. But as I say, it's really important we keep the doors open for everybody and try and give everybody a chance, but it is a very good comfort piece for businesses, especially when they're trying to win new business and break into new supply chains. So it's something certainly to look out for.
It certainly is. And just before we finish up, Breed, I wanted to talk to you as well, because I know the Guaranteed Irish, you've recently expanded more into Munster as well, and there's been new appointments made with representatives in Cork. So you might just tell us a small bit about that before we finish up.
Absolutely. Well, maybe ahead of that, can I just mention, Amber, that we have a brand activation champion every month. And this month, it was actually won by a Kerry company called WASP. And they're actually a 3D printing company. So very innovative. And they're based in Tralee. And it's great to see that. So we're delighted to see them. And they won it for activating their brand and their license and the use of the G across all their platforms to support Munster and businesses across Munster, of which we've dozens and dozens. You will find we have just appointed a brand new exec down into Cork, actually, to support businesses and to grow the businesses there. So the idea is that we have somebody going into the regions now, and we want to try and grow that further. So it depends on the demand and to service those customers. So we have a lot of businesses in Munster, and we've put our money where our mouth is now. And we have appointed Martina, who's based in Cork, and she's available to all our clients in Munster. She'll help them get profiled, and she'll help them, I suppose, network with other Guaranteed Irish business members and hopefully win new business. So the idea is to reach out. Don't be afraid to put, I always give permission for members to put their hand up and say, I want to trade with X company. Can you introduce me? Because unless you actually go down to that nitty gritty stuff, you'd be going to events all day long, all day, every day for your business and not win new business. Sometimes you just have to ask for the business, and we're happy to facilitate that with other Guaranteed Irish businesses.
That's brilliant, and it's great to hear about WASP as well. We've had them on the show before as well, and they're really, really innovative. So great to see that they're being recognised even further. But Bree, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me this evening. It's been lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Amber, and hello to everybody in Kerry, and looking forward to working with as many businesses as we can in the kingdom. Thanks so much, Amber.